Blog Talk Radio.
Five, four, three, two, one.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO, on eWater Radio.
Broadcasting live.
What's up? Welcome to the Let Them Know MMEO show, episode 17. Thank you. I got my boys with me. We got a special guest, Maisie. And we got my guy over here, Steve Solo. What's up, Steve Solo?
What it do? You know what, Rob? We're not going to call it podcasting no more.
No podcasting.
Yeah, I don't like the word podcasting. We're going to call it dope casting.
Dope casting. I like
it. But we got a special guest in the house before we get to him.
Yo.
This is the second episode of, 17th episode. I said second. 17th episode of Let Them Know, MMEO. We got a whole bunch of stuff coming up for you in the future. And it's going to get real when spring and summer hits because we got a plethora of events for you, the community in Las Vegas. And if you happen to be visiting Las Vegas during the time we mention our events, feel free to join. You know, we'd love to have people from all over the place, all over the globe, except China, come up into the spot. I'm just joking about that, China. Ain't nobody laugh, man. So we got Sugar Shane in the building, but before we officially bring him in, this dude is an aspiring artist. He's what we call, he's part of the La Familia with the Stone family and the Solo family. You know, we known him for a bit, but y'all probably gonna know him through his rap name, Sugar Shane. Sugar Shane in the house. What's good?
What's up, Sugar Shane?
Man, what it do, man? We appreciate the opportunity to be here, man. What's happening, man?
Sugar Shane. Where you get your name from, Sugar? Can I call you Sugar?
as long as you don't say Sugar.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Sugar, it's cool, man. I got my name, man. I'm just a youngster, man. My name being Shane. You feel me? I either got called Shane McMahon, or there's, you know, Sugar Shane Mosley. You feel me? And Sugar Ray Leonard, man. You feel me? So just naturally, for me, people just start calling me Sugar Shane with the movie for me. So I just took that on. You feel me? Decided to make it. You feel me? Like, I'm gonna capitalize off of you for me, and not just, you feel me, like, you know what I mean? Because at first, you call me Sugar Shane.
Sugar Shane, the best to do it. Where are you from, bro?
Daly City, California, man. You feel me? The Bay Area, man. You feel me? Northern California, man. The Bay Area. You feel me?
Bay Area. Of course, this. Shane, this dude, my fellow over here, my guy over here, happens to be the brother-in-law of Ron Stone.
Yes, sir.
Ron Stone.
What's up?
Big bro, man.
What you got?
Yes, sir. Shabam.
Hey, Shabam. So, obviously, we got a few tracks from Sugar Shane, and he's we've interviewed him in the past, so for our regular listeners of MMEO, Let Them Know MMEO, you probably already know him.
Yes, sir.
But for the first time, we're going to be airing some of his tracks, about a 30 to 50 second or track, a clip of his tracks. And we're going to talk about the songs before we get into them. All
right? Right. Little samples.
But like, what kind of rapper are you for those that haven't heard you yet? Are you like that suave kind of, you know, like the LL Cool J, LL Cool J and all, but like the suave kind of like rap that you try to sweep girls off your feet, or are you that gangster rap that tries to go all out and just like, you know, or are you like a Christian rapper, you know, just talking about not a Christian rapper, but just talking about everyday life? What kind of rapper can you describe yourself as being?
I say a little bit of all and a little bit of none at the same time. Meaning as far as like I don't consider myself in any type of box or category, or like I'm not just no one type of rapper. As far as I believe, I look at myself as just a complete artist.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? As far as I express myself, you feel me? So
jack of all trades.
Yeah, you feel me? Because so I'm a Swiss Army knife in the game. You feel me? Because I love to have fun and whatnot. You feel me? Of course, you feel me. But at the same time too, I'm in tune with real life. You feel me? I'm in tune with. You know what I'm saying, diving into, you know what I'm saying, and you know, the reasons behind the whys, you feel me, and my feelings and whatnot, you feel me, what I went through and what I've gone through and things I've seen, you feel me, not just what I've gone through, but people around me, you feel me? And then, so, you feel me, I just take it as a responsibility on myself as a storyteller and a person with a voice, you feel me, to be a voice for the voiceless, you feel me, because I know so many stories that I never get told, you feel me, unless certain people tell them, you feel me? So I try to incorporate that in all my stuff, you feel me? Like, I just, you feel me, like, I'm an expressive person, like I said, so I have fun. I talk about serious stuff. I talk about lady problems, the good things, the bad things. You feel me? Life, the good and the bad. You feel me? I don't just talk about, oh, man, it drip and whoop, whoop, whoop. You feel me? If I talk about real life stuff, like, it's going to be some content behind it. It's going to be reasons why. Like, you know, a lot of nowadays, you feel me? It's, oh, super gangster, this and that, or I'm supposed to be this, or I'm flying the flag. You feel me? I'm from the Bay. You feel me? We don't really fly flags like that. And if you was into that life, you feel me, it's because you grew up in that, you feel me, dealing with survival.
Right.
You feel me? So it ain't like you just like all of a sudden wake up one day, oh, I want a gangbanger, oh, I want to be hard and da da da. That's not respected. You feel me?
Dang.
You feel me? You gotta, you know what I'm saying? And then so my music is just a reflection of stuff I go through. Like I said, good and bad. You feel me? I talk about the fun times with the woo, but I'm far from perfect. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't make it seem like, oh, I got it all down packed. You feel me? I'm trying to get somewhere.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm trying to find the knowledge and stuff. You feel me? But yeah.
So can you let them know a little about how it all began, how you got started?
I'm gonna say, you feel me, like one, like you feel me, you know what I'm saying? It started with just me and my cousins freestyling and just, you know what I'm saying, messing around and whoop. But for me, how I listen to music as a fan. Like, there's a lot of songs that always touched me very young that I had no experience about what they're actually talking about, but I felt the emotion in the song.
Name one of those songs in particular.
Like Casey and JoJo, All My Life.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just one that come off of back, you feel me? Like a Tupac, Dear Mama, you know what I'm saying? Mac Maul, you feel me? I Feel Your Pain. You feel me? Like, there's different songs that tap into different emotions. That, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, a lot of Mary J. Blige music, a lot of Lauryn Hill music, I listen to a lot of R&B, a lot of soul stuff, a lot of that Marvin Gaye, you know what I'm saying, Change Gonna Come, you feel me, Nina Simone, you know what I'm saying, so that's always, like, my mindset when it comes to music is like, okay, bam, I make fun stuff, and woo-dee-woo, you feel me, but two, also, I want to impact people with my music the way I felt impacted at certain things, you feel me, when I go through certain emotions. You feel me? There are certain playlists that get played. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So you would characterize yourself as a rapper being like, more or less, your influences come from the early 2000s. Are you comfortable with telling how old you are?
Oh, I'm 30 years old.
See, he's just like, you know, kind of a generation below us, man.
Yeah, a little something.
Because when I interviewed some kids like 3 weeks ago, one of them happened to be Ron Stone's son. They didn't know the rappers that we was listening to back in the day.
Oh, JD.
JD.
Yeah.
They had no idea who, you know, the type of people, like, he listened to Ghetto Boys.
Yeah.
Scarface.
I believe I grew up in a sense, like, the golden era.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And, yeah.
Like, I grew up in a good in-between as far as, like, me being born in 89. You know what I'm saying? I experienced a lot of the beginnings of hip-hop. And a lot of, you feel me, R&B, soul,
mm-hmm.
where it went, like you said, where it got to into early 2000s, we're like that. But two, being who my family was, as far as like my dad being a real music person and stuff like that, I was introduced to a whole bunch of different reggae, different, you know what I'm saying, old soul stuff. My grandpa was one to listen to Jackson 5 and the Temptations, and whatever like that. My grandma listened to Luther Vandross, Gladys Knight, and different stuff like that. So
music is a big part in your family's life.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's how it always is. For musicians, it has to be passed on. It could be taught, but being passed on is more or less like it's in your blood almost. You know?
Right.
So we're going to talk about some of your tracks right now. I know we got three tracks that we're going to be playing clips of, and the first one was for Chata. Now, you could probably pass as Dominican or Samoan. Even, you know,
yeah, I've been, you feel me, you know what I'm saying? I've been, you know, asked all kind of different stuff of what I am.
Horchata. Well, obviously, you're not Spanish.
Not by blood, no.
No. But okay, so explain where you got the inspiration for the song before we play a clip of it.
Okay, one, you feel me? I'm you know what I'm saying, just for record, I'm black and white. You know what I'm saying? My dad is black, you feel me, and my mother is white, you feel me? And then but two, you feel me, they divorced when I was real young. My mom got remarried, you feel me, to a Mexican man, you feel me? AKA, you know what I'm saying, my little sister and brother's father. You know what I mean? So I have three sisters and a little brother that are half Mexican.
Mm, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then so that played a big part in it. And on top of me being in Northern California, the black and the Spanish community are very close. You know what I'm
right,
saying? I know
right.
In other places, it might be a little bit funkier. It might be a little bit more separate, a little more hostile.
I think it's like that in Southern California, right?
Yeah.
They're not really.
Yeah, it's a little more hostile.
Yeah.
It's a little more, race-based. You know what I'm saying? Hatred.
Right.
You feel me? When up north, it's a little more unified as far as, like, don't get me wrong, there's, you know, there's always somebody that feels some type of way. But for the most part, you feel me, we intertwine. You know what I'm saying? We interact. We kind of in the same boat. You know what I'm saying? You know, different games play. You feel me? But we on the same chessboard.
Dang, okay. That's cool. That's where you get your motivation from.
Well, a lot of my closest people,
song?
You feel me, are Mexican. You know
what
I'm saying? Specifically, you feel me, like I'm
can you also yourself?
Can I salt?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I didn't catch up on the influence for no reason, you know what I'm saying?
We're gonna have some live footage of Sugar Shane.
Talk about the food or the dance because I'm hungry.
both.
A little bit of both.
Okay. Definitely the food.
You eat while you salsa.
You know what I'm saying? I guess with my people, you know what I'm talking about, you feel me?
You know, it's kind of funny because Ron and I know, we know the Spanish influence quite well because we're both Filipino, Ron being Hawaiian Filipino, but a lot of the Spanish runs in our blood, Ron.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy because if you could call the Filipinos, we're the Mexicans of Asia, basically.
Yeah, because technically Filipinos, you know, I mean, the Philippines, you feel me, was a, you know, military base for the Spaniards back in the day.
Spaniards.
You
know,
that's why a lot of Filipinos got names like Mendoza's and
mm-hmm.
Ortiz and stuff like that. Because I grew up in Daly City.
There's a lot of Filipinos.
It's Little Manila.
Yep.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So, you feel me? I grew up around a lot about it. You feel me? Chicken the thumb, you know what I'm saying? All that, you know what I'm talking about? What? You feel me? I don't eat but look, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm scared of that because there's too much sodium.
Oh, man.
He's scared
I don't
of
like the feathers, man.
And adobo.
Feathers.
Oh, man, give me some sticky rice, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so horchata, obviously, it's a drink in Mexican, right? So.
Oh, yeah.
One of
my favorites.
So where did that name come from?
Yeah, okay, in a nutshell, where did that name come from?
I mean, you feel me? Basically, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Reminiscent of, you know, when you think of a female, you think of her as sweet. You know what I'm saying? Nice.
Oh.
You feel me? Horchata is sweet.
Horchata is sweet. That's right.
Me? Horchata is delicious. You feel me? Especially, but horchata is still, it's also cold.
Oh,
you feel me? See, ice cold.
So you're talking about a girl being sweet and cold.
Correct.
Kind of like a killer.
Correct.
Okay.
You checking the song, you feel me? You know, El Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? AKA, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, that has nothing to do with no race like that, but, you know, any female in your life or like that, you feel me? It could be, you know, she's sweet, but at the same time, she's a Sour Patch Kid.
Hey, yeah.
Bueno, mamacita, yo soy hotter than Sriracha. She know I just came for the Abdullah Ablam Gata. Local lioness and she looking for a Mufasa. Bien familia casa, el diablo. Her abuelita tried to warn her about that negro around the corner. Here in Northern California, we mix breeds. Her family banging, I fuck with them. They know Sugar Shane the villain. I don't fly a flag, I'm a Bay Area B. She looking for Sancho, I'm looking for tonsils. I play everything from bitches to consoles. I make a break bread for the cheese, and you know that it's nachos. Light skin, curly hair, mustache, blend in with the vatos. In Shroomsville with Rocha Market, my hermano Marco. Rest in peace, Uncle Joy, Lord Joy.
All right,
no,
all right.
Got baby local.
That was a nice track by Sugar Shane. Give it up.
Oh, yeah, man, you feel me? You already know what it is, man. You feel me? Shout out to my brown people, man. You feel me? Brown pride. You feel me? Straight up. You feel me? Brown and black pride. You feel me? You already know what it is, man. You feel
That's
me?
What's up. You know what? I definitely feel the Latin influence behind the music. is the majority of your rap style and your focus on everything like that, where you drive your lyrics from, what's it based on? Experience? Or, because I know some rappers, bro, like a few people that I talk to, man, they go deep into their head. You know, sometimes I'll read some lyrics from a friend of mine. I'm like, man, that sounds like, you know, that sounds like crazy talk. But it all flows well. He, you know, my friend's got some good bars. But he says, like, sometimes, man, when I'm making my best work is when I go deep into my mind, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, every song is based on what it brings out of you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, too, like my favorite stuff to make, though, is real personal stuff, which is, yes, you feel me? Like, I like, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I gotta dig deep. You feel me? And I'm not gonna lie. You feel me? Yes, I revisit a lot of pain. You feel me? A lot of different things that I went through in life, and on top of things that I've seen and been close to that I've seen other people go through. You feel me? So like, you feel me? Because I suck up game on all levels as far as I don't just pay attention to what I go through and what you feel me? What happens in my life, but everything around me, all the people that I know that go through certain things. You feel me? That I would never go through. And the way they have to push to certain things, you feel me? Like, it all influences me, you feel me? And it all, like I said, man, you feel me? I feel like I got a voice, you feel me, to where most people don't have outlets. You know what I'm saying? Most people don't have ways to express themselves. Not to say that they don't have talent, you feel me? But everybody has different talents, you know what I'm saying? And their talent might be better directed in certain other places, you feel me? Rather than, like, a music or something like that. But someone like myself, on some, you know what I'm saying, some artistic, and like I can tell certain stories, you feel me, and reach people and you feel me, like help them get through their days a little bit more, you feel me, so I talk about certain things, you feel me, that they can relate to, or even if they can't relate to it directly, they feel the emotion of it, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, they feel the weight of the burdens of that pain, or you feel me, or those situations, you feel me, and you know what I'm saying, it might, you know what I'm saying, it might make, you know, help them from committing suicide, or you feel me, or from doing something stupid they don't need to do, and to keep a positive mindset, you feel me, on, like, you know, no matter how messed up it gets, you feel me, like, you feel me, there's still hope, you feel me, I just gotta keep pushing.
Right. Hey, yeah, that's cool. But okay, so the second track that we got going, what you got going for the second track? All right.
Second track is, I'm sorry, I was behind. I was actually looking around. No Love. No love.
Oh, yeah, man. No Love, man. You know what I'm saying? That right there, you feel me? Like I said, man, I'm versatile, man. A Swiss Army knife, man. You feel me? So No Love, it's got that more of an island feel towards it. You know what I'm saying? More of that dirty wine. You know what I'm talking about?
Dirty
you feel
wine.
Me? Yeah, that stuff that Rihanna and them be on.
Oh,
you feel me? Like kind of like island music as well as like African influenced music. A lot of people don't know they associate certain sounds with just a certain place. You feel me? Like AKA we consider Jamaican music, but really, as you feel me, West Indies. You feel me? All throughout Africa and stuff like that. And the original song is a solo song, but the remix will be for me. I got a homeboy in Nigeria. You feel me? That's gonna get on a remix. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? So you know what I'm saying? We got some international stuff going on. And you feel me? It's some feel good music.
That, okay, cool. So you said you had a homeboy from Nigeria.
Correct.
What's the flow like for? I've heard African rappers before, and always. Here's the thing, though, man. This is crazy, though. There are times I cannot hear an accent. Sometimes I'll hear a Jamaican flow with a person from Nigeria, because I have a good friend. One of my business partners in the past was a person. Actually, he was from Cameroon. So Cameroon is a place in Africa,
mm-hmm.
But when he was letting me listen to some of the music he listens to from Cameroon, and then he's like, yo, these people here speak French.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay. But when they spit and they flow, it's like there's no boundaries anymore, no lines.
Right. I mean, first and foremost, you feel me, out there in Africa, what most people don't know, right, which is even the poor people are already ahead of the game as far as us out here. Because it's almost a standard to know at least two or three different languages out there. You feel me? Like, education is super key out there. You feel me? But, yeah, as far as with the accent game, you feel me?
Yeah, because, like, example, you could hear somebody from England. you know how people have an English accent, a British accent?
Yeah.
But the minute they start spitting, you hear the same kind of.
How about Akon?
You just listen.
Akon's Africa, but when you hear what he sings.
You kind of hear
it. I don't. Akon. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, but what it is, though, to an Akon, even in a sense, just like you said, when he starts singing or spitting, you're not even worried about where he's from. You feel me?
That's
like
kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Like, it don't even, like, you feel me? You just feel it, period.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Okay, cool.
All right, cool. So we got a clip it of the track No Love by Sugar Shane.
No Love.
No love. No love. No love, but I got a good time for ya. All I wanna know is taking slow wine from it. The pretty girl, but she love a bad boy. Man, on New Year's, got a bad dog. She wanna ride in my life, I'm excited. So much sex, so much sex, so much violence. Why can't we have a good time?
All right. Good job.
I'm feeling, when I listen to the music, man, I feel like a sense, like you said earlier, you're like a Swiss Army knife or a jack of all trades, because I feel the different. By the way, this is all Sugar Shane. When you're hearing the
mamas, you feel me, and just to add on that too, you feel me, and because sometimes, like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna call up arguments, but certain debates with people, as far as because we being from the Bay Area, you feel me, and it kind of being its own planet. People sometimes misconstrue when I say, you feel me, Mac Dre was my Tupac. You feel me? And don't get me wrong, I love Tupac. I'm a big Tupac fan, you feel me? Like I said, it's one of my biggest influences too and everything. And with the Woo, but as far as how a lot of people is like, oh, bam, you feel me? I seen Tupac, it's like, I'm a little stuff like with the Woo. With Mac Dre, it wasn't a hyphy movement, you feel me? It was telling you it was the Thizz movement, whatever like that. And not just like popping Thizz like that, but as far as just, you feel me, having fun through, it's like life can be serious. Life can, you feel me, especially growing up out there, you feel me? It's a lot of gangster stuff going on and pimping and whatever like that. But Mac Dre brought fun to the game. You feel me? Like on some Slick Rick type stuff.
You know what I feel like? It's like wherever you're particularly from, that person represented your Tupac. Like for me, I grew up in Philly, right?
Right.
So when I was in Philly, Tupac was like Philly, New York, Jersey. It was always Pac. When I moved down to Atlanta, it was somebody like Jermaine Dupri. That was my Tupac when I was in Atlanta.
Right.
So,
yeah. And people be sleeping on what Jermaine Dupri did in the game. And how long he's been in the game and who he's been behind.
Yeah.
You feel me? How many people have been successful because of him? Mm-hmm. I mean, you talking about back in Crisscross days.
The
you
Brad.
Come on, man.
Welcome to Atlanta.
You feel me? Bow Wow, you know what I'm saying?
Bow Wow.
You feel me? Like, come on, man.
Ludacris.
That was the freak Nick. You feel me?
That was the freak Nick.
Talented dude, man. That right there, he's a mogul, man. You feel me? Facts. Big facts, man.
But it seems like where you're at, you was, like, whoever was hot during that time that came from your city was your pop. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of.
In a sense, but in the Bay Area, it don't have to be from your city.
Okay.
But in your region, though, I say.
Yeah, in your region.
You feel me? Because Mac Dre's from Vallejo. You feel me? Vallejo's a very small city, you feel me? And a whole bunch of people in Vallejo, and a whole bunch of people in the game from Vallejo, besides Mac Dre, E-40, Mac Mall, you feel me? And then you feel me? I mean, those are the biggest Vallejo, I mean, Neff the Pharaoh now. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, it's a bunch of underground that within the area, you feel me, we all know.
Right.
And support, you feel me? And to them, they're superstars to us.
Right.
You feel me? But to the world, you know what I'm saying? Just like you said, everywhere that has their own Tupacs, they have their own Lil Boosies, you feel me, with the Woo, they're big there, but they're not as known everywhere else.
Right.
You feel me? Mr. Fab's, like, people be sleeping on Mr. Fab.
Right.
And Mr. Fab got classic albums where he done worked with everybody in the industry. From Wu-Tang, you feel me, the Lupe Fiasco, you feel me, the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you feel me? And that's slept on, you feel me? But that's part of why the West goes so hard, you feel me? In general, because even though Southern California get most of the love, the Bay Area always go hard in the paint. You feel me? Because you feel me? We always on the back burner.
Okay.
All right, so we got this last clip from my boy. We talked about this,
what's
right?
The
my
last one?
My best.
Mr. H?
Yeah. It was my bait, my best.
My best. So my best, so what?
Your best. Okay, well, my best came about, you feel me, some years ago, you feel me? I had a partner, you feel me, an older partner, you feel me, that was in the mixed martial arts, you feel me, and he used to be big in the game, you feel me, like he used to do tournaments in everywhere from Russia to Germany to Thailand and stuff like that on kickboxing and stuff like that, you feel me. And then by the time I met him and connected with him, you feel me, he was a trainer and whatever like that, and he was also helping, you know, he got connections as far as promoting. And then so there's an MMA event. You feel me, in Modesto, California at the Doubletree Hotel. And you feel me, he asked me if I wanted to perform for two of the intermissions. You feel me? I just had to come up with songs, you feel me, that were, you know, relative to the field of what's going on. You feel me? So my best was the first song, you feel me, as far as on some MMA-based fight motivational stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Kind of like a workout track.
Right. You feel me? And then the second song I did, which unfortunately I didn't get to perform because they decided that the first one, they decided that my best somehow would incite violence, which when you listen to it, I don't see how that's possible.
Right.
But I mean, technically it's because, I mean, let's keep 100, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'm a black man, you feel me? And that situation wasn't a hip-hop based situation. You cool. Feel me? That was the main thing.
So we go clip it of my best.
My best, yeah.
I will never give up. All the stuff that I've been through. Yeah, I can't let the world be me. So therefore I gotta be true. Yeah. Don't wanna fall a victim to my past. So I'm giving everything I have. And I leave it all in the ring. Yeah. Knowing that I gave my best.
It ain't about the dog in the fight. It's about the fight and the dog.
Yes, we got Sugar Shane and the Heezy, and then shoot, he was the host for last year's 2019 MMEO Mayday Spring Fling.
Yes, sir.
And he's gonna be the host, man, till he decides not to be.
it's a blessing, man.
But yeah, we got him on the show, and then so what are your thoughts about MMEO, Motivation Music Education Organization?
I'm 100% behind the movement, man. I love it, man. I love the direction. I love the purpose of it. You know what I'm saying? One of my biggest purposes in life, I feel, is to, you feel me, to reach the youth, you feel me, to change the mindset and what people like us normally grew up off of and the mindset we had as youngsters, you feel me? Because our priorities were not right, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love being a part of this, you feel me, and help trying to direct the youth, you feel me, in the positive movement and help them learn how to express themselves.
All right, man. I appreciate you being a part of MMEO. And, sure, I heard from a little birdie that you're going to be part of the marketing team for MMEO. So we look forward to that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what advice would you give the upcoming artists, the new generation out there, how to become successful where you're at right now and everything you've done? Because the whole time I've been knowing you for about almost 2 years, going plus, going positive, you know, I've seen you do a lot of things, a lot of positive things. You've been doing tracks and everything like that. What advice would you give the upcoming artists coming up, you know, to become successful in what you do right now?
Main thing to remember is never give up on yourself. You feel me? Whatever your goals is, whatever your dreams is, whatever you want to set your mind on that. And if it's going to be hard, you know what I'm saying? You're going to go through obstacles. You're going to go through speed bumps. But never give up on yourself, because at the end of the day, the difference between the people that are successful and the people that wish they were successful is the fact that somebody decided to give up. You feel me? So never give up. That's my advice. You feel me?
Oh, man. That's great, man. But, yeah, we do have some upcoming events coming up. We have the Safe Summer Nights coming up the beginning of April and then the ending of May. And then we'll end it off with the May Day Spring Fling on May 19th. From 1 to 4 p.m. Please be there.
Yes, sir.
And please check us out. And next month in March, we will be changing our times to 12 p.m. We will keep you guys updated. And always check us out at Let Them Know, MMEO.org.
From
all this season and episode you've done. Thank you.